The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. I hope everybody is having a beautiful, happy, happy Saturday.
Oh my goodness, it's not as happy as it is usually because it's expecting some rain. But what do you say about rain, Angela?
Oh, I love the rain.
Because?
Because the rain makes green grass.
And?
Green grass makes houses sell.
Not only that, what you're saying, if you love it?
If you love it in the rain, or if you like it in the rain, you're going to love it in the sunshine.
There you go. Hey, good morning, WBOB listeners all over the United States. Yeah, we've got listeners all over, especially the East Coast, but mostly here in Northeast Florida. Welcome, everyone. We hope you all had a great and wonderful, exciting, extraordinary week. Did you get wet? Did you get caught in any thunderstorms? You know, last night I heard that parts of the area here got 3 inches of rain. We didn't get that where we were. Wonder if anybody in the listening area did. Hey, we met some great folks and talked to some great folks this week. Carol in the Bartram area of town. What a beautiful home she had. And we're going to be putting that on the market in a couple of weeks. And in the South Side area of town, we got a couple of new listeners that are listening this morning. A big shout out to Rosette, who has a beautifully manicured 2-story home. I looked at the pictures of that house. Oh, my goodness. Rosette, you do some work around that house. Good going. And Casa. Casa has a 1-story rental that is just ready to sell. And I'm looking forward to meeting with him this week. So thanks for listening this morning and welcome to all of our listeners today. And speaking of today, today is really a special day for everyone because anyone that is a taxpayer, and that's just about every one of our listeners today, it is National Taxpayer Appreciation Day. What's that mean, Angela?
I really don't know. We should appreciate paying taxes.
Yeah, because this is the day that most people, on average, have made enough money across the United States that now they've paid all their taxes for all of the taxes, types of taxes they have earned. And now they can start using the money that they earn to pay for everything else. We had to wait till August for that. Can you imagine? So all their federal taxes, all their state taxes, now we don't have any here, but all their local taxes, all their sales taxes, and
so
now
you're
the
saying
rest
it takes
of,
almost 3/4 of a year just to pay taxes?
How about that?
That's
Can you
crazy.
Imagine? Well, remember, everything that you do, there are taxes built into it. You know, when you buy gasoline, there are taxes in that. So many taxes. So I want to give a big shout out to everyone on National Taxpayer Appreciation Day. So, you know, maybe go to the store, buy a watermelon because it's National Watermelon Day. And while you're there, grab some nuts day because it's National Grab Some Nuts Day. The edible ones, of course, not crazy people. You may run into some crazy people, but it really is Grab Some Nuts Day. But on this day in history, we also want to tell you about that. On this day in history, my lovely wife and partner was born a short, how many years ago? 40 plus years ago today.
Yes, 40. Go with that.
So how you feeling with that, Miss Angela?
Young and happy.
Young and happy. There you go. Miss Angela, my bride, my wonderful wife, was born 40 plus years ago. And she's not feeling well today, but she is so dedicated to our listeners that she got herself out of bed today. And we want to say thank you for being my partner and the person on the opposite end of the microphone. Thank you for being here today.
You know, what's funny is that I don't even mind having a cold in the way that I got it. Because I have this cute little grandson who is 6 months old. And I had the opportunity to see him, or the need to see him this week multiple times. And he has cold. And he shared it with me. So anyway, I got it in the very best of ways.
Just loving on him.
Loving
right?
on him, yes.
There you go.
Yes.
So. All right. Hey, we're your problem-solving here on the problem-solving realtors here on the radio, and we're coming to you every Saturday morning. We are past 7.5 years, the longest-running real estate radio show in Northeast Florida history. Thank you for doing that with me, Angela. We appreciate
that. Thank you for thinking of the idea, Howard.
Hey, we give you news and advice. After all, the more houses that sell, and the sooner that they sell, make it better for our whole community. We want you to be the best buyer or seller that we can be. Hey, we got a contest this week, don't we, Alan? And Alan was on vacation. Did you have a great vacation, Alan? What did you do?
Okay, I'll give you the rundown real quick here in a bundle here. We went up to Chicago to the Pierogi Fest.
Pierogi Fest.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Were you fat and happy eating all the pierogies?
It was great. Also took a trip up to North Chicago, a little town called Union. There's a big railroad museum there. Went to that. Got to see my relatives, my mom, a few uncles, a few cousins. Ate like a pig. And on the way back, Monday, we stopped in Charleston at Patriots Point. Boys got to see the boats.
Well, sounds good. You put a lot of miles on the car.
And it was a boys' trip this year, me and the two sons.
All right. Sounds good.
Oh, that must have been really fun. Great memories. They're going to remember that their whole life.
Exactly. And there was no drama.
Are you saying that girls bring drama? You are saying that.
You are. Oh, well. I hope your wife's not listening.
You know what? Girls also bring hugs and kisses and tender moments. So
enjoy.
You know, there's a scale of balance there.
All right. All right, here's the contest. It's very simple. What state has the highest concentration of vacation homes? Not the highest number, because probably California does, because it's the biggest state, the most populous state. But I'm not ruling out California either. So what state has the highest concentration? And what I mean by that is the percentage of homes that has the highest number of vacation homes. So, call in with your guess. What's the number, Angela?
222-TALK to me. You have to call 222-TALK, which is 8255.
All right. Hey, the Fed reduced the prime rate by half a point. They haven't done a interest rate deduction in 10 years.
Or 11. Wasn't it 2008?
Well, okay.
I think it was 2008.
In at least 10 years.
Yeah.
Does that
decade.
Affect the interest rate on mortgages directly? Well, not necessarily. It could, but not very much, because the interest rates are so low anyway. It may make them drop a tiny bit. That's not going to be felt for a long, long time, or could be a shorter than a long, long time. But interest rates are so low. We're going to talk about that in a couple of minutes. It's the end of the month. I mean, we're in a new month. We are more than halfway past the end of the year. We have so many things to talk about during the show today. When we come back, we're going to talk about what happened this past week. We're going to talk about interest rates. What did they do? We're going to talk about FICO scores. You hear about that? We're going to talk about something, a couple of things that we have never talked about. We're going to talk about things that kitchen sells but can hurt you too. How can a kitchen hurt the sale of a home? We're going to tell you about that. We got the biggest selling killer that is fixable, but most listing realtors won't even tell you about it. What? They won't even tell you about it?
That's crazy.
We're going to tell you why they won't even tell you about it. Because they think that, they're going to think that you don't want to hear it. Huh. We'll be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right, they use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestcontrol.com. PestPro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So happy to be here on this happy, happy Saturday. Look at that pretty blue sky. It's peeking through the clouds.
It is, but you know what else is peeking through? We got two callers already that are going to guess about our contest. Let me remind everybody what it is. What state has the highest concentration of vacation homes? We're going to find out. Carol was the first caller. Good morning, Carol.
Hello, how are y'all today?
Well, we are just peachy. Well, I am. Angela's a little under the weather on her birthday, but anyway.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Yes, it's Carol calling with happy birthday. Happy birthday to you on the air.
Yay.
Oh, it's
thank
that
you.
Carol. I didn't recognize your voice. Are you under the weather today, too?
No, I had to disguise it so you wouldn't know what was going on.
No wonder.
And I have no idea about a contest, so somebody else can play that game.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
I love you, Carol. Thank you for calling in. That was so sweet.
Happy birthday.
You just made me smile.
Carol is
and
one
laugh.
Of our. Carol
yes,
is one of
job.
Our.
Yes, you're one of my besties. Thank you.
Carol is one of our best. Friends who was originally a customer who's turned into one of our
Best friends.
Best friends. Yes. And that's what happens to a lot of our customers. She lives in a beautiful home, sold a beautiful home, and moved into another beautiful, beautiful home on the west side. And she and her husband are just wonderful, wonderful people that we've become great friends with. So, Carol, thank you so much for calling. And
you're welcome.
All right. You have a
great
day.
Have a great birthday.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
All right.
Bye, Carol.
Bye.
All right. We've got Karen on the line. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. That was cute.
It was cute, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So what can we help you with today, or do you have a guess for us?
I have a guess.
Okay.
I want to say Poconos, New York.
Oh. That's a good guess.
It is.
Is it right?
I hadn't thought of that.
I don't even know the answer.
No, it is not correct. I only have the top three answers, and it did not make the top three.
No.
But that's a good one. I used to go to the Poconos a lot. I went to the Poconos in Pennsylvania when I lived in New Jersey. But there were a whole lot of people up in the Stroudsburg area of Pennsylvania. Big vacation.
Is the Poconos in Pennsylvania or is it both?
It does go into New York, yes. The Pocono Mountains stretch for miles and miles.
I just thought that would be a good guess.
It is a good guess.
Absolutely.
It is.
It's a great vacationing spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been, but I just assumed it would have a lot.
Well, New York's a big, big state and has millions and millions of people, but percentage-wise, the whole state probably doesn't have a whole lot of vacation people.
I tried.
You did, and thanks for calling. Do you have any real estate questions for us while you're on the phone?
No, I just enjoy listening to the show, though.
Well, thanks so much. We love when people say that. We appreciate that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So it's still open for anybody to guess what is the state with the highest concentration of vacation homes. All right. Hey, Angela, tell us what happened this week in real estate.
I probably can't.
You probably can't.
I think my voice is about to go.
You want me to tell everybody?
Yes.
All right. Well, in this past week, this is for Northeast Florida, the multiple listing service. For homes and condos, 799 offers got accepted. That's about the same as last week. 724 new homes came on the market. That's down just a tad. But 127 of the 724 are already under contract, just under 15%. And 27 went under contract on the first day. And 688 of you actually closed on a home. So we say congratulations, everybody. And hopefully you can move in today before the rains came. Now, that's up 24%. But, of course, the end of the month, which happened this week, is always higher. And people close on the end of the month because the closing costs are a little bit less because you're only paying interest at closing between the date that you close and the end of the month. That's why closing costs are a little bit less, and that's why people like to close at the end of the month. As for interest rates, Angela, you want me to go through this one as well?
If you
don't
mind.
Poor Angela, she doesn't feel well today.
Really don't.
And that just sucks when it's your birthday. Yeah. But Angela, you know what Angela told me? Starting this year, she's going backwards. So that means
I decided to go way on back.
That means like 10 years from now, you're going to be so much younger than me because I'm getting older and that means you're getting younger and, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going
to. You should have chose to go backwards too, but you didn't.
No, I'm pleased the way I am. All right. Anyway, interest rates. We always give information on mortgage rates, and they are still in the 3-year low. The 30-year is unchanged from last week. It's 3.75. That's the 3.75?
That's so low.
Oh my gosh. The 15-year, get this, 3.2.
You know, I got an advertisement in the mail yesterday.
yeah,
for a 15-year rate for 2.75. That's tempting.
2.75. That's like free.
It's cheap.
You know, it's cheap for sure. It's just nuts.
It's very tempting.
Last year it was 4.08. And now the VA and the FHA, that fell even more this week. It fell 12 points to an unbelievable 3.38.
Wow.
Now you can get a
first time home buyer. That's the way to go right there.
And you only have to put down 3.5%.
That's the way to go right there. Or especially all the people in the military with the VA benefits.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And
beautiful.
If you're only
no money down and you can get an interest rate of 3.38.
Yeah. Now, some people, you know, young couples, maybe they have their first baby and they're going to buy a smaller house now and then buy another one 5 years from now. They might want to get a 5-year adjustable because they're only going to have the house for 5 years or so.
Yeah.
3.46.
Ooh, that's good rate too.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Now, something else happened. Based on Fannie and Freddie Mac conventional mortgage loans that were originated in June, the average FICO score was the highest score in 3 years. It was 731. That's pretty good. Strong labor market helped everyone pay their bills on time. You know, that's what's going on. That helps raise credit scores. Also helping reduce debt by lowering the amount due on credit cards. Now, don't worry if your score is not at that 731 level. That 731 is only an average. You can actually get a mortgage with a much lower score. Christine Kennedy, our really great mortgage broker with Success Mortgage Partners, can help you increase your score and can get you qualified, whether you're a first-time buyer or you're moving up or you're moving down or you are right-sizing.
And did so you give Christine, her number?
I was just going to say, what is Christine's phone
She's
number?
She's the best. I mean, the best. We know a lot of people in the industry. There's a lot of good people. She's the best. 904-514-6969. Easy number, 514-6969.
Yeah. You know, speaking of first-time homeowners, wait until you hear about the new listing that we have in Arlington right next to the... What am I going to say?
Donut shop.
The famous Arlington Donut Shop. The best donut shop in town.
Ever.
I love going by there to get
Like the uglies, but I like the eclairs.
Yes, it's called an ugly. And if you've never been there...
It's an apple fritter.
But it's been nationally ranked.
It's amazing.
Seriously. It's been nationally ranked. So stay tuned and get your pen ready, because if you want a workshop or a big garage with a 3-bedroom house for $140,000, you have got to listen.
Yeah.
We put this on the market Thursday night. I don't know. There's like 6 showings today, something like that. It's just crazy. Yeah. Anyway.
You're doing an open there tomorrow?
I'm doing an open house there tomorrow. It's just nuts. This house is going to sell. Quick. Anyway, you know what? I made an announcement right before the break that kitchens sell houses but can also hurt you too. And I want to tell you about issues that do not help you sell your home. Get ready.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Fluorescent lighting. What's that mean?
Old.
The house indicates
old. Nobody likes old. Howard, nope. You're supposed to count backwards on your birthday. Nobody likes old.
All right. Well, I want to start 10 years ago and count backwards. So I am no longer in my 60s. I am in my 50s then.
Now, if you started 10 years ago, you'd be in your 40s.
Okay. I'm 40 then.
45 instead of 65.
Do I feel like 65? No. I feel like I'm 50. Right? I don't look my age. I don't feel my age. I am happy, healthy, wise, love my woman. Everything's great. The other thing. Overcrowded countertops. They make the counters look small. Don't have them when you show your house. How about dated drawer knobs that look chipped and scratched?
That's just silly.
Yeah.
Just, you know, change them. That's an easy fix.
Yeah, fake plants. You know those ivies spread all over the cabinet tops?
They usually have dust all over.
They make you cheapen your kitchen look. And plastic trash cans. Put them in the closet or go get a metal one. Hey, stay with us, everyone. We will be right back.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. As of yesterday, a landmark arms control treaty that President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev signed 3 decades ago is now officially dead, both sides accusing the other of violating the terms of that decades-old agreement. Mexico, meanwhile, has opened the first of what it says will be many shelters for immigrants seeking asylum in the U.S. The U.S. has been putting pressure on Mexico to allow those awaiting asylum in the U.S. legally to hole up in Mexico instead of on the U.S. side of the border. There's been an overwhelming surge into U.S. border detention facilities in recent months. A popular surfing beach was closed down after a cliff collapse, sending tons of sandstone onto beachgoers and leaving 3 people dead. A 30-foot-long slab of the cliff plunged onto the sand near Grandview Beach, north of San Diego. On Wall Street, it was a Dow Jones Industrial Average down 98 points Friday, the NASDAQ off 107. This is SRN News.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to
lose.
Get
a 2-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-950-9024. Use promo code WBOB.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, August 9th at 8 p.m., see and hear Lyle Lovett and his large band in concert at the Florida Theater in downtown Jacksonville. Saturday, August 10th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. And Saturday, August 10th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Vets for Vets quarterly gathering at ByStar Veterans Memorial Arena.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Tired of waiting for your paycheck? Tired of making less than you need? Perkins Express Roofing has immediate openings for salespeople. Great weekly pay, company car, gas allowance, and other benefits. Perkins Express Roofing is the company that's promoting and growing. Call Sean Robinson at Perkins Express Roofing for an interview. 525-2277. 525-2277. Get a good paying career going today at Perkins Express Roofing. 525-2277. Equal opportunity employer. Of course, if you have a leaky or damaged roof, Perkins Express Roofing is the one to trust. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it. Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork. All you have to do is call 525-2277, 525-2277. Then sit back and let Perkins Express Roofing do it all. 525-2277, 525-2277.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
There will be a 60% chance of rain and partly sunny skies tonight with a high of 89. Then about a 40% chance of rain through next weekend, looking for partly sunny days and highs into the lower 90s. Mostly cloudy at night, lows around 75.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Here we are at Real Estate Radio with Angela Howard. She is on her birthday today, but unfortunately is not feeling well, so she's kind of sitting in the studio, and we'll say a few things as she gets to feel better. We still have a contest with an unanswered question, and the question is, which one of the 50 states has the highest concentration of vacation homes. And we've got Rob on the line. Good morning, Rob.
Howard, good morning.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
That's our Rob.
This is your Rob.
Hey, yeah. Rob.
Hi, Angela.
How
Happy
are
birthday.
You? Thank you. You're so sweet.
Rob is a member of our team, one of the three realtors on our team, but I just wanted to tell everybody that.
Awesome. Thank you, Howard. Appreciate it. So, Angela, you are very young, I'm assuming, today?
Yes. I think I'm 39. Yes, 39. Yes.
I thought you were 21.
Oh, we can go with 21. I would so like a do-over. Are you going to sing to me, Rob?
No, I'm not going to sing to you today.
Are you going to drum to me? Because everybody knows you're the drummer, the drummer boy.
I'm not going to drum today. No musical talents today. It's all about you and your birthday, so I just wanted to call in and wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Rob. You're the best. And if anybody wants to go out and look at houses, call Rob. He will be happy to take you because I'm not showing any houses probably for several days since I don't feel well. And Rob's number is 888-7474, and he will be happy to take you and show you around.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for calling in, Rob.
Thank you. And also, don't forget my open house tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
676 Porta Rosa, Sunday from 12 to 3. I'll be there.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that at the end of the show. Great.
Yes.
Thanks for calling in.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
Happy birthday, Angela.
All right, honey. Talk to you later.
And if ever you get an opportunity of going around with Rob, Rob has a really special talent. He was a member of the drumline for the Jaguars and formerly for the Atlanta Falcons, so he can.
And he teaches at
Bartram High School.
High School, the drum line, too.
Yeah.
The drum, whatever it is, percussion. I don't know.
Yes.
I'm tired.
Very talented young man.
I'm on medication. Who knows if I'm saying it proper? I hope I am.
Hey, one of the favorite features here on the show is at the end of the month, we talk about the high and low sales that happened during the previous month. And something happened this month that has never, ever happened in the 7.5 years that we have been on the show. Are you curious, Angela?
Sure.
Are our listeners curious? Well, first of all, there are 25 homes that sold for over $1 million. So that's where I'm going with this. But the thing that has never happened is that usually there are a bunch of oceanfront homes that have sold. Most of the 25 are oceanfront. Not a single one of the 25 homes was on the ocean.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
What was the highest price?
We're going to get to that. But three of them were on the river. 8 of them were on water. 4 of them sold for cash. The highest price one sold for $3,405,000. It was a 5-bedroom, 6.5-bath, little over 6,000 square feet, built in 1920 in Avondale. And it sold the very first day that it was on the market. How about that?
Crazy.
First day, has a pool, has a dock, the dock had 2 lifts, outdoor fireplace, totally, totally redone when the owners, the people that sold it, bought it a few years ago. I mean, just totally redid the inside. They only bought it for $1.5 million, totally redid it. I mean, it's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. Can you imagine selling the very first day?
Yeah. You said Avondale, right?
Yeah.
On the river.
On the river.
Highly desirable.
Gorgeous.
Absolutely.
But if you didn't want to spend $3.4 million for a 5-bedroom, 6,000-square-foot home, you could have bought something a little bit smaller, a little bit cheaper. The lowest price home sold for a whopping $7,000. Now, that's pretty cheap. It was a 2-bedroom, 1-bath that also was redone previously. It used to be a 1-bedroom. They made it into a 2-bedroom, but it was pretty small, 476 square feet.
That's like a 2-car garage.
That's right.
That's pretty small.
It was advertised as needing a little bit of TLC. It was built in 1938. It was built by an out-of-state buyer. Do you think someone flew in to see this? I doubt it. Buyer paid cash. It was on the market for 24 days.
What part of town was that, Howard?
It was in the Trout River area.
Okay.
I suspect that this will be an investment property.
They'll bet put it would make someone a nice home.
I bet it will make someone a good rental property because they're not spending much money to purchase it initially. All right, let's go to condos. There were three of them that sold for $1 million. Two of them were on the ocean. And I mean, all three of them were on the ocean. Two of them they paid cash for. Now, here's the interesting part. The one that was most expensive was just under $2 million. It was on the market for 57 days. It was a three-bedroom, three-bath, 2,500 square feet in Windermere. Now, Windermere is a group of condos that are all three stories. And the condos create a big U-shaped. So some of them, the end units are on the ocean, and all the others wrap around this big shaped U. So the ones at the bottom of the U, they're like 200 yards away from the ocean. You can't even really see the ocean from the bottom of the U. This one is at the bottom of the U. So it's called Oceanfront because the community and the address, they all have the same address, is Oceanfront. This unit is not Oceanfront, but it's still sold for $1,942,500. All I can say is, not me. I mean, it was nice, but it was just a three-bedroom unit that you could say you live in Windermere. Not me. You own a house on Windermere, don't you?
Not that Windermere.
Not that one.
Not that Windermere. Mine's over by the donut shop in Arlington.
Yeah. Nice house. I got a new floor put in this week.
Yeah.
Ready for the next
did,
renter.
But, you know, I don't know if it hit 100.
The lowest price condo was paid for cash. It was a one-bedroom, one-bath on the market for a whopping 4 days at what's called the Colony of San Jose. Now, the seller didn't do well because the seller bought it for $90,000 in 2005. So sold it for exactly half what he paid for it, but didn't need any work for the new buyer. So unfortunately, he bought it at the height of the market back in 2005 and sold it for $45,000 this year. But I guess the buyer did okay because he got it.
The buyer did great.
The buyer did great. So those are the highs and lows for the month. Now, if you want to be one of these high-priced buyers or even one of these low-priced buyers, let us know because we are available to help you. But not today. We're not showing any houses today, but we can still take your phone call. By the way, if you want to call me, my number is 687-8161, 687-8161.
By the way, you could go show houses today.
Oh, no. I'm going to be with you today.
You don't need to be. I'm just going to be in bed.
I'll be there taking care of you, giving you a hot toddy, hot tea, hot coffee, whatever you need. Hey, we got about 2 minutes left before the break, and I need to tell you.
What?
What do you do? How do you find out how much a house sold for if it wasn't listed with a realtor? Because some people are just curious.
Yes.
Well, the first thing you can do is you can ask a realtor, because a realtor can find out. You can check the Duval County property appraiser for the address. And if you need help with that, we can tell you how to do that. In fact, on the Duval County property appraiser list, you can get a list of all sales. You can get a list by date sold. You can get a list by subdivision, by date sold. You can get a list by price. You can get a list by square footage. You can get a list by whether it's homesteaded or not. You can find out in a subdivision how many homes are owner-occupied by looking at the mailing address. And any combination of these, all of these things are available in the property appraiser's website. Now, if you don't know how to do that, we can help you. Just give us a call. Again, my number is 687-8161. Ask a realtor. Ask us. We are available to help you with any of your real estate needs. When we come back after the break, I'm going to tell you the biggest selling killer that's fixable, but most listing realtors won't even tell you. Oh my gosh, why won't they? They're afraid to tell you. It's embarrassing. Will we tell you?
Yep.
Absolutely. We're not afraid to tell you. We're going to tell you how to fix it, too.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela Team Advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years' experience, and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit TheBuildingInspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So happy to be here. Did you see the clouds are pretty much gone, at least out the window I'm looking out of. And the sky's bright again, and the blue is there. And I'm so happy because it's my birthday, and that makes me happy.
Anyway. Blue skies shining on you.
Yes.
All right. On your birthday today. All right. Hey, we're back. We need somebody to call in with the answer to the contest. What state has the highest concentration of vacation homes? In other words, vacation homes divided by total homes in the state. Okay. Is it Florida? Is it North Carolina? Is it California? Is it Hawaii? What state is it? I don't know.
Are you gonna give a
hint? We know that it's not New York. Somebody guessed New York. No, I'm not going to give a hint.
You're not going to give a hint?
No, no. Okay, here's what I want to tell you. The biggest selling killer that's fixable, but most listing realtors won't tell you. Angela, what is it?
Well, your house has offensive odors.
Oh.
Smoke odor, pet odor, urine, mold, garbage, fish, cooking, dirty sneakers, any rotting potatoes or onions in your pantry.
Basically, odors. That's right. You know, it doesn't matter what the cause. Odors turn buyers off, and they can kill a sale even if the house is gorgeous. You know, you may have heard the TV commercials. We are nose blind. I love that. I had never heard that before, the commercials. You know, we're nose blind to many of the smells in our own home because we're used to them. You know, here's one reason you may never thought of. You know, we humans, we mostly bathe or brush our teeth twice a day, and we bathe once a day, and then we put our clothes on. And then if it's hot, we sweat mostly into our clothes, and then we wash our clothes. But we hardly ever bathe our pets, and they're always breathing their bad breath. And what do? They sweat. Where do they sweat? All over our furniture, because they get onto their furniture, and they don't wear shoes. They walk outside. Then they come in. They get on our furniture. They walk on our floors. They lay on our floors. No wonder our houses have pet odors. It's time to bathe our pets before we put our house on the market and then give our house a good cleaning. Now, by the way, the house that we're going to talk about that's in Arlington, she just took their pets, two dogs, to the vet to get bathed. Really smart. Angela, are there other ways to get odors out of the house?
Well, there's many ways to cover up the odors with air fresheners, but it's actually better to get rid of the odors, you know, what's causing the odor. So clean out your refrigerator, clean your carpets, wash your pet beds or get new ones, wash your sleeping pillows.
Yeah, they get
Did
odors.
You know they could smell?
Yeah.
Put baking soda down all your sink drains. Clean your garbage cans.
Yeah, clean your garage. I was showing a house 2 days ago, and she went into the garage, and she said the garage smelled. And it does, because people have gas cans in there, and the gas gets into the floors. It gets absorbed by the cement. You can even put baking soda in your garage. Then, of course, you can use scented candles. You can plug in air fresheners. You could use Febreze. You can use fragrant pieces of soap or dryer sheets. Put those in closets or any confined spaces. You can also use activated charcoal to get rid of smells.
So, you know what we do? So every once in a while, it's a good idea to open the windows, let some fresh air in. Make sure that you have a realtor like us who lists a lot of homes who's going to tell you the truth. Almost, our experience has been that almost no house is ready to be put on the market just as it is. We go through every room, every closet, as well as the yard even, making a list with the seller of things that'll make the house be in its best condition to show and, to help you get ready to be on the market. Now, that will make it have the best appearance for selling quicker and for the most, you know, the best possible price, right?
Yeah.
So after all, if you're a buyer, you don't want to buy a house that doesn't look good and smell good, right? You're going to try to buy the house that's the prettiest, that smells beautiful. So you want someone to give you that great advice who is not afraid to offend you. And if we do it properly, we're not offending you. We're just helping you.
Yes. So that's the thing that we tell people. If their house doesn't smell good, we tell them. But we tell them in a really nice way.
Yes.
Because after all, the people that are selling, they want their house to sell. And we want to help them. But you can, a lot of times, we are coming behind another realtor and that house has not sold.
Yeah.
And they come to us and say, I say, what's the feedback you've gotten? And they tell us some of the feedback. And then I say, okay. And all my other realtor wanted to do was lower the price. And sometimes I tell them it's not the price. So I say, do I have permission to speak freely? And they always say yes. And I tell them, well, let me tell you something. When you live in a house, you don't realize certain things that are there. For example, you don't notice some wood rot that may be on a door that you never come in. But there's something else that you don't notice. You don't notice that there may be some smells here. And I notice that there are some smells. So it's all in how you say things. And we say it in a very nice way. And then we tell them how to get rid of it. So there are things that we do that we are not afraid to tell people about. So we're going to tell you if your house smells. Because after all, you do want to sell your house. And speaking of selling houses, you know what it's time for? And boy, do we have a house that we want to tell you about. We have a new hot deal of the day. It's in Arlington. Angela, you know all about Arlington because you grew up there. This house is right near where you used to grow up, just two blocks away, and more importantly, one block away from this house in Arlington near the donut shop. And you know what? If I was in the market, I could not buy this house. I just couldn't. Because I'd get fat. I'd get fat because it's one block away from the famous donut shop. Yeah, this house is bigger than most houses in the area, a little bit bigger. The typical house in that area is somewhere between 800 and 1,000 feet with 2 to 3 bedrooms and one bath. This one is about 1,300 square feet, 1.5 baths, and it's got a Florida room when you walk in the front door. And it's got a little bit of a cathedral ceiling in the big, big living room. It's got a master bedroom that has a sitting area in it. It's got fans in every bedroom. It's got a redone kitchen. It's got a roof that was just put on less than a year ago. It's got something that hardly any of the houses have there. It's got a detached 2-car oversized garage. Most garages are 20 by 20. This one is 24 by 24 with a workshop there. It's got built-in cabinets. It's got built-in shelvings. It's got lighting in there. You know what?
What?
It's kind of a man cave. You can go in there and do whatever you want.
Could it be a girl cave?
A girl cave. Which is called a she shed. Let's get the verbiage right here. It's got a patio, and the patio is covered. The whole yard is fenced in. It's got beautiful trees. It's got new windows put in the house. This house is going to sell. We put it on the market Thursday night late, so people started seeing it yesterday. It's got so many people going to see it today. I'm going to be there tomorrow. From noon to 2, you have got to go see this place. Also, as Rob talked about a few minutes ago, there's another open house at Porta Rosa in Mirabella in St. Johns County at the World Golf Village exit, almost 2,800 square feet, a 4-bedroom, 3-bath. These people are OCD, neat and spotless. One of the bedrooms is upstairs. It's got a covered lanai, 3 ovens, quartz countertop, plantation shutters, his and her closets, a master rear built in 06, really priced competitively at $314.5.
Open house. That is a great price.
Open house tomorrow from noon to 3. You have got to check it out. Hey, the Van Wees are here to talk about what's going on in the financial sector, to talk all about what's happened with the interest rate reduction. Stay with them, everybody, and God bless. We'll be back with you next week.